Okay. 3, 2,
one. One. Hey. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2. I want to go to bed. Stop screwing around.
Go.
Hey, welcome to another episode of The Matt and Fiona Show. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, please like, subscribe, share with your friends, tell them to share. You know, let's make things go viral. No, I'm kidding. But anything you do as far as liking, subscribing, sharing, commenting, etc., all that stuff helps us continue to spread the word of the show that we're working on. Why are we moving hands?
Just because. No reason.
Didn't know if I was getting hand signals.
Nope, you're good.
Slide into third. Got it. Baseball season is right around the corner. That's great. We wanted to talk today about a couple of things.
Really just
one thing.
One thing.
Yeah, but it'll become a couple
of things. Well, it always does, but.
Yeah. By the time we're done. We wanted to discuss, essentially, Scrabble.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful game.
It is.
My oldest loves it.
Oh, he does.
My daughter sort of enjoys it, but she's still working on spelling. But yeah, Scrabble's a wonderful game.
The youngest likes to pick the letters.
He does like to pick the letters. And you're wondering what the heck this has to do with anything. Well, let me tell you. What happens when you play Scrabble, Fiona? What do you do?
You make words.
Words. That's what we're talking about.
Create words.
Right. Words are important. Obviously, words matter, details matter, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
But the specific thing that we're talking about today, after that ridiculous intro, is Scrabble. No. What comes out of your mouth matters.
Yeah, very much so.
We need to, just as people in general, but specifically as Christians, right? We need to pay more attention to the words that are coming out of our mouth.
Yep. The words we're speaking.
Yep. It's such an important thing that we bring up a lot, even though it's so simple. And I don't often do this, but I'm going to do it because I want to. And I can. It's my stinking show. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And that's the show. Thanks for coming.
No. Thanks for joining.
I wanted to share that one. And there's a bunch of verses we could have pulled.
Yeah.
But that one is always the one that to me is the most concise.
Right.
Because what you say matters.
In every realm.
It doesn't matter what situation you're in.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what you're going through, what you're working on. What you say matters.
Yep.
And again, this is as much for me.
Absolutely.
As it may be for you. But I can guarantee you, with it being applicable to me, it's applicable to you too, buddy. It is really easy to sit back and say, hey, my words are always good. The words I'm speaking over myself, the words I'm speaking over my family, over my wife, over my kids.
Over my church.
Over my job, over my bank account.
Right, right.
Over my grass in the front yard. All of those things matter, right? You're going to eat the fruit of the things that you say.
Yep.
So if you're out here and you're dealing with your kids and your kids are just being kids.
Yep.
But you've had a long day and you start using words that you shouldn't with them, right? Or talking about their behavior. That little punk, he's always doing this.
Yeah.
Right? And again, I am speaking to myself as much as I may be speaking to you.
Right.
Those things, we've got to learn to guard our lips, guard our mouth.
Guard our tongue.
Watch what we're saying.
Yep.
Because if you're out there talking about your kids are stupid or they're dumb or they're annoying,
yep,
what do you think they're going to be? They're going to be dumb, stupid, and annoying.
Yep.
Right? If you're being challenged by your spouse.
Oh, that's a big one.
And everything you say, well, he doesn't love me. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. Da, 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 da. Well, what do you think he's going to do?
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to speak life.
Well, that's it.
Over your relationships, over your children, over your family, over your finances, over your bank account, over your lawn. As we're coming into spring, I'm very focused.
Right.
But, you know, we sit back and we hear lots of things, right? We're heavily involved in our church.
Yep.
We're in some form of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And people talk to us a lot, right?
Yes.
And obviously we talk ourselves a lot as well.
Yeah.
Right? The number of times, like even today, I'm fighting something
mm-hmm.
with, you know, pressure in
right.
my head.
Right.
I can go around and just do the, oh my gosh, my head hurts. Oh my head. Oh my head. That does nothing.
No, it does not.
Right?
Yep.
I can also go around and be very spiritual, like the Lord has healed me. The Lord has healed me, which is better than the previous.
Yep.
May not be helpful either.
Yep.
But, you know, you can sit back and do the, I feel fine. Whole healed and well.
Yep.
Right? Winning on a manifestation of my healing.
Right.
Whatever you want to say, right? You can speak life over any situation.
Uh-huh.
And at the very least, you're not speaking death over it.
100%.
Right? I think it's something where all too often we look at life in this simplistic form where we don't think anything we say has any impact.
You know, I'm just going to just add on to this real quick. How did I lose that? There it is. Okay. And talking about life and death are in the power mm-hmm. of the tongue. And the importance of what we speak. I mean, that's very clear. It doesn't get more clear than that. What we say matters. And over every situation, every relationship, we can speak life into that situation or relationship, or we can speak death. It's plain and simple. But in James 3:8, to kind of go off of that, what it says is, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because that is in the Bible for a reason. It may seem harsh and you may think, oh my goodness, like our tongue is full of evil, deadly poison. Well, if life and death are in the power of the tongue and we are not speaking life, the opposite to that is death, which equates to this of evil and full of deadly poison.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it clearly says that we cannot tame our tongue. So it's in there to kind of bring it to our intention that this is something, it's a warning. We have been warned about the words that come out of our mouth. We've also been warned about the fact that obviously we need to be deliberate with what we say
mm-hmm.
and we need to put some serious thought into what does come out of our mouth. Because yep. if we're not careful and if we're not aware, we will wind up speaking death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen it. I mean, you see it everywhere you go. The words that are spoken over, the words that I hear parents speaking over kids.
Oh, it's atrocious.
Is atrocious. And I was a teacher for years. I first taught in New York, and then when I came here, I taught in the private school. Mm-hmm. But so I also coached swimming. I have been involved with parents and children. Obviously now children's ministry. I've been involved with parents and children often mm-hmm. for years. And sometimes, more times than not, it hurts my heart what parents are willing to say about their kids.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes it's easy to say, man, that punk, or he doesn't even think, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. again, the tongue is unruly.
Yeah.
It has no control. So we need to be the control for it. And that is, it seems like such a simple concept.
Right.
But it's enough of a concept that we thought it was important to spend an episode talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, the scriptures also talk about faith without doubting. And that doubting part often comes through our words.
Right.
Because we can very easily, we can cancel a healing. Mm-hmm. We can cancel a miracle. We can cancel restoration. We can cancel prosperity by our words. On the other note, we can also bring healing. Mm-hmm. We can bring prosperity. We can bring restoration with our words.
Well, and let me jump on that for a second. Mm-hmm. Whether you're canceling it yourself.
Right.
Or whether you're setting yourself up to have it be canceled. Mm-hmm. Right? One of the things that has amazed me over the years, and I kind of picked up on this at a years ago, we'll say. Not necessarily an early age, but years ago. You can share information.
Right.
Right. And depending on who you share it with will dictate what will be said about that situation.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're feeling under the weather, mm-hmm. right? What I tell you about how I feel
yep.
is one thing.
Right.
Right? Because mm-hmm. we're on the same page.
Yep.
Right? So today, had a bit of a headache. Mm-hmm. You knew I had a bit of a headache. Because mm-hmm. you could tell.
Yes.
Because I had a headache. Mm-hmm. Me telling you I have a headache, all that's going to happen out of that mm-hmm. is you're going to pray for me. Mm-hmm. You're going to believe for me to feel better. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go, oh, well, you know, change the seasons, change the temperatures, change this. Of course you got a headache.
Right.
Right. You're not going to say dumb things that is going to be negatively impacting
right.
the situation.
Yep.
Right. If I go out and maybe talk to a neighbor.
You're right.
That might be where they go. Mm-hmm. Right? We know all kinds of people. You have people in your life
yeah.
that you know are negative Nancys, for a fun turn of phrase. They're people who, when you tell them something,
right,
you know, you tell them that you're believing for a new truck.
Right.
They're going to say, well, you know, yours is looking pretty rough. You're lucky it hasn't broken down.
Or just, well, with the market and the interest rates these yeah. days, I mean,
there's
you know.
No deals out there.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
Well, you're sitting back believing for a deal so you can get a new truck.
Right.
Right. All of these things matter.
Yes, they do.
So as much as it is a challenge to control your own tongue, it's obviously an impossibility to control anyone else's.
So how you control your tongue
dictates what is said in the peripheral about your situation.
So I'll just take that because a very simple, but yet I think very impactful was when you and I were trying to have kids mm-hmm. yep. and confession became huge and it's something I had to work on and watch my mouth.
Yep.
So simple little illustration, because obviously the doctors told us very negative things and
it's putting it so mildly.
It's putting it so mildly. Again, we don't have that much time. But they told us a lot of terrible, negative, horrible things. Mm-hmm. So technically, these three, according to the doctor, the three miracle children we have, we should not have. It was never going to happen. But we had to be very careful with when we received a report,
yep,
what we spoke about that report.
Of course.
And not only that, you know, people, you know, you get married and after a while, people kind of just wonder and people ask questions and are nosy and whatnot. And I just remember thinking to myself, well, A, I don't need people knowing my business because I don't need people talking about my business. I don't need to share information, but I needed, again, because words matter. I needed a clever way to be able to respond. So people, oh, you know, are you guys planning to have kids and, you know, da da da. And so when are you planning? And I wound up coming up with a response that basically shut everybody in their traps. And I was like, so they're like, oh, you know, like it's been a while. You guys have been married for, when are you guys going to have kids? And I'd say 9 months after we get pregnant. And it was just something because I needed something to make sure that my mouth didn't go stupid. Mm-hmm. And I needed to say something so that it wouldn't create their mouth going someplace. So very simply, I came up with that response 9 months after we get pregnant, mm-hmm, because it's a positive confession. It shuts the door on honestly,
any
conversation. And it became my staple.
Yep.
Because it allowed me so cautiously and carefully to control my words and thus control the words of others. Mm-hmm. And during that situation, we were, I mean, it was 8 years and we may not have been great at it in the beginning, but we built it and we watched it and we shifted and we changed and we matured. And our words became, I would say, a very big part of our miracles in the end.
Yeah.
And again, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And because we learned to tame our tongue in this situation, and made sure to speak life to the situation, the result was three children.
Well, again, whatever the situation you're in, you can craft your words to be positive, to speak the word, to be accurate.
Yes.
Right. But again, be cautious. And I feel like that's something that gets overlooked a lot is you can be accurate without being silly. And what I mean by that is every now and again, you'll meet somebody who they're almost too faithy, if I can use that term.
I was going to say truth, like that statement, 9 months after we get pregnant, there was 100% truth in it.
Yes.
I didn't say I was pregnant, which was not truth, even though that's what I was believing for. But yeah, it wasn't.
It's finding a balance of, again, being able to have a normal conversation with a normal person or your, you know, the regular person that you meet and not come off with this weird, ridiculous statement.
You know, but about even,
whatever situation you're in.
Also, and this is one of the things that I, I've noticed here and there. It may or may not be you.
Is that you dancing?
Sure.
Sure. Sure. I like it.
People often like attention. And oftentimes when you have situations in your life which are less than ideal and you share them, you get sympathy and attention. And that oftentimes can be a driving force for speaking words and sharing things that don't have faith wrapped behind them.
Well, not only that, depending on who you share that with.
Yeah.
You're going to get a very interesting, potentially.
Right. Absolutely.
Not only response, but faith level.
Yeah.
Right. And that's something that has again, we're very cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it doesn't happen to us.
I was going to say, we're still working on it.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, still constant, aware of it.
It's a constant battle. But how many times have you had someone call you up and be like, oh my gosh, sister so-and-so, I really need prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through and rattle off way more than you need to.
Yep.
Right? And hopefully, whoever called you or mm-hmm. you called,
right,
has that same level of faith or greater faith than you
right.
have. And hopefully they know the word at the same level or better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to pray something great.
Mm-hmm.
But gosh, pastor tells this story often, and I'm going to paraphrase it lightly.
Okay.
About somebody wanting prayer. And they went, they were dealing with some stuff in their body, and they needed a miracle.
Right.
And they called up a bunch of people and shared the whole thing and all the information. And the majority of the people all did, oh, we understand this is important. Let's pray right now over the phone. Lord, if it be your will, save, you know, so-and-so through this sickness.
Right.
And heal them. If it's your will, move in their lives. Right?
Right.
A very, you know, politely religious prayer.
Yep.
With no faith.
Yep.
And no anything.
Yep.
And again, respectfully, does more harm than good.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, hey, I'm dealing with some stuff. I love your prayers because I'm dealing with something.
Right. And choose those people wisely.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
I just need you to pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't like... And then you, as a mature Christian, you don't need to know.
No.
Because it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? They need healing, pray for healing.
Right.
Right. It's something where it's so easy to...
Can I just stop real quick?
Sure.
Just so you know, the whole, if it be thy will, it will always be Jesus's will to heal you. Because if you go through the Bible time and time again, it literally says, and he healed them all.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to...
But typically the people making that statement, that's not where they're going.
I know, but I just wanted to... Just a pet peeve.
Pet peeve.
Jesus Christ came to heal us all. So it is already his will for us to be healed. It's why he died on the cross for us. Well, one of the many reasons.
Get real deep, like,
I'm just saying.
We're all healed. We just need...
Well, yes, we've already been healed 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. I digress.
As we get real deep into theology. All right.
Just wanted to make it a point.
No, it's a great point. I love
it. Yeah. Okay.
What we're getting at, what we're trying to remind you and encourage you of, is you can watch your words.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you're careful and if you're aware, you can watch the words of those around you.
Mm-hmm.
When we went through all of the pregnancy stuff that you mm-hmm. talked about earlier, very few people knew that we were going through.
Very few, yep.
And I mean, like...
and
maybe.
Yeah.
Because we knew, A, who we could trust,
mm-hmm.
who was going to stand with us, mm-hmm. who was going to support us, whose words and confessions were going to line up with ours.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
We chose our people very carefully.
Yep.
And after the fact, and as we talked a little bit about, you know, our situation, what we'd been through
mm-hmm.
after we'd had the kids and all that jazz. And as you started to share that testimony a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
we had a bunch of people that came on like, man, we wish you would have told us. We would have prayed for you.
Yeah.
And there's a very polite way to answer that, which is what we did. But to be honest, a lot of times in my head, I went, you know what, man? You don't have the faith to believe for a cup of coffee.
Right.
Politely, I would love your prayers, but I'm good.
Yeah.
Right? And I find that so often... Again, we shoot ourselves in the foot with the words that come out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether it's something simple, something complex, it doesn't matter. If you're not speaking the right words and you're not, again, huddling that core group of people around you that you know are on the same page as you.
Yep.
Right? We talked about this kind of in a roundabout way a couple weeks ago as far as who are you dependent on?
Yeah.
Right? If we weren't on the same page.
Ooh, yeah. Right?
And I was going through something
mm-hmm.
a little while ago. I did something to my side.
Yeah.
Right? I was dealing with it from both a faith and confession standpoint
mm-hmm.
and a natural standpoint.
Yeah.
Right? Dealing with them both sides.
Mm-hmm.
If you were not on the same page as me.
Right.
And you were doing the, you really should just go get an MRI. You really just need to get in to see the doctor. You really need to get in to do this.
Why are
really
you doing that? Don't you know there's something serious wrong here? Probably, right? Yeah.
Right? Going through all these things. Not to say that some of those solutions may not have worked.
Right.
But if that's where you're at, then you're going to discount all the faith that I'm trying to throw out.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it becomes canceling.
It does. And
it's hard enough to stand in faith on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough to hold on to your own faith.
Yep.
If you don't have people around you that help build you up and strengthen you and walk the same line as you,
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, it doesn't make it any easier.
No.
So we do, we need to stand together.
Yeah. It's so important to, and we keep just hammering on this, but it's so important to guard your tongue, be aware of what you're saying, yep. be aware of what you're saying to who
you're saying it around. Yep.
Right? Yes, ma'am.
So I was just going to, again, pulling up another scripture. And this one's in Hebrews 10:23. And it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope
mm-hmm.
without wavering.
Yep.
Because he who has promised is faithful. Other scriptures also talk that you need to other scriptures share that you need to have faith without doubt. And this talks about that you need to have the confession of your hope without wavering. And that means that we don't have an opportunity to be there 90% of the way.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be strength with our words. There needs to be strength with our confession because, again, there's a severity in it between life and death are in the power of the tongue and that our tongue is unruly and evil.
Yeah.
And that picture paints a truer reality of how important our words are, what we speak, how we speak them, who we speak them to. And again, it does take practice and it takes an awareness. You know, our pastor always says, I know even our grandpastor will always say, but a pastor said not that long ago, if you were to record yourself for an entire day.
Yeah, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked
about what comes out of your mouth.
Yep.
So even as somebody who tries or is conscious and aware of the words I speak, I'm sure I would shock myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing, but if you're not aware of it, just imagine how much stuff how many things do we say that come out of our mouth without this engaging?
Depends who you are.
Very true. But there's a lot at stake
mm-hmm.
and your words can change your situation either for the good or the bad.
Yep.
So whatever it is you're dealing with or fighting, we just mentioned our fertility and our children thing, but this comes homes, cars, vehicles, family members, healings, health.
Yeah.
Every area of our life, we need to ensure. And again, this is a challenge for us mm-hmm. as much as it is a challenge for you, But be aware of those words that you're letting out of your mouth, because if you get nothing else out of this, remember mm-hmm. that life and death are in the power of your tongue.
Yeah, you're in control of it.
Yes.
Right?
You and need to be in control of it.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is that we overlook the fact that no one is compelling us to say anything.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. This is on us. You've got to take some ownership of what you're trying to say.
Yep.
And what you're saying, and not speak death, yeah. right? Speak life into every situation. Speak the word.
Well, you can never go wrong by speaking the word.
No.
Never. Speak the word over your situations, because Jesus understands the word.
Yeah.
It never returns void. So you can't go wrong by speaking the word over your situations. And one last thing, and then we'll close. Because I see this all the time. Just like, you know, it's God's will to heal us all, because that's biblical. When you're dealing with stuff that's not going right, don't take ownership of it. Oh, my cold. Oh, my headache. Oh, my...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You... Blood pressure, you know, whatever it is. Don't take ownership of something because you don't, I mean, I'm taking, but I mean, it could be cancer. It could be serious. It could be muscle disorder. But if you say, oh, my diabetes or my, you're taking ownership of it. Those words.
Yeah. Matter.
Death. Don't take ownership of it because they're not yours. Your body was created by Jesus Christ. Your body is his. So all too often, I hear people taking ownership of diseases and sickness upon their body. Don't. It's not yours. Don't take ownership of it. It belongs in the pit of hell where it came from. So when you speak over your body is whole, your body is healed, your body is well. When you talk over your finances, your pocketbook is full, your needs are met, and you have exceeding abundance above all that you can ask or think. So make sure that you take ownership of the word and nothing else.
Yep. That's it. We're going to wrap it right there. As a reminder, speak life. All right. Thanks again for watching. Like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. We should be back next week with another great episode just for you. Thanks again for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of The Matt and Fiona Show. See ya.
Bye.